The Columbia World Cup presents Wild Man, an original for radio by David Redstone.
What?
Tony. Remember?
Tony. Gee, come in. Come in, Tony. Take off your coat. Come on in the living room.
I'll drop this wet hat right over here. It's all the same to you. Now, let me get a look at you.
Well, they didn't take the curl out of your hair, did they?
No, they didn't.
Gee, 3 years almost.
2 years, 10 months, and 4 days.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm glad you're not wearing your hair all up on top like that funny way.
It's page boy style.
Turn around. Nice, Tess. You look like a Chinese doll with your long eyes and black hair.
Tony.
I always said you look like a Chinese doll. You're going quite the lady, in fact. Your brother not home yet?
He'll show up pretty soon. It's kind of pale, Tony.
Why wouldn't I?
Your mouth, it's bitter, sort of.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I guess when you've sort of forgotten about things, you'll be your old self again. Maybe a little less wild.
Yeah, maybe. Say, look, this package is for you. Sweets to the...
Oh, Tony, thanks. Butter crunch. Oh, gee, thanks, Tony. You'll have supper with us?
Sure, just pour some more water in the soup. Surprised to see me?
Well, I knew it'd be any day now. What are you going to do, Tony?
I don't know. Got to get my bearings, sort of. What have you been doing with yourself?
Well, passed away last fall, you know.
So I heard. Told me. Funny you stopped writing, Tess. You must be keeping yourself pretty busy.
I'm working. In fact, I slave at Gerber's. I'm in junior dresses.
Well, what for? You don't have to work, do you?
Why don't I have... What am I, a king's daughter or something?
Certainly. For a fact. No kidding. I mean, Steve's a moneymaker if I ever saw one.
Steve's money don't mean a thing to me.
What's the matter? Why not?
You know why not.
Listen, kid, money is money. If you don't take it, somebody else will.
Well, that's none of my affairs. I'm working. I pay my own way.
What is this, anyway? I don't get it. You and Steve been scrapping around?
Not really scrapping. We just mind our own business. While Pop was alive, it was different. It's no use in us keeping each other tied down now. I'll make out. Steve can do what he likes.
I still don't get it. Steve always thought the world of you. Anybody looked cockeyed at you, he was always looking to smash their pan in.
He'll get his own pan smashed in for him yet.
I don't like this at all. She got a brother and a sister.
Well, it's no fault of mine, Tony. Honest, I've talked and talked to him. Do you think it does a bit of good? Well, he's got his own life to live, and I got mine, too.
And what's your idea of life?
I don't know.
You must have something in mind. What is it? Some fella?
I go out with fellas, certainly. What am I, a wallflower?
Would you go out with me?
Tony, for goodness, don't get so serious. Go out with you? I'd love to.
Break all other dates?
And break all other dates, depending...
Depending on what?
Depending on you. Oh, aren't there other things to talk about? I want to know more about you. What'd you do with yourself, Tony, all that time?
Who, me? Oh, nothing much.
Well, you had time on your hands. You had time to think.
Think? My God, think about what? Better off not thinking.
Did you read books to find out what other people think about?
Yes, I'm always restless. Want to be doing things. Reading don't get you the bucks.
What did you do? Honest, I used to wonder... Gee, I wonder what Tony's doing with himself. How can he stand it? What's he thinking about? And then I used to think, well, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe you won't be wild. I mean, you had time to figure things out. You know, things don't add up and you have to figure it out all over again.
You want to know? You really want to know? All right, I'll tell you. You know what those places are up in Canada, or don't you? Like here. They throw in lashes. The whip, yeah. They gave you the whole dose all at once and had it over with. Why, okay, you take it and off. Maybe you forget about it after a while. They got a different idea. They split the dose, see? Half when you come in and the other half on the day you go out. You know what I mean? What am I, a dog? A man ain't a dog.
Well, don't look like that, Tony. Don't feel that way. It's hate. It's no good.
Hate, is it? Hate's no name for it.
But who, Tony? Who do you hate?
Who? Who? Why, them.
Them? The people who whipped you? Well, maybe they didn't want to, but they have to, like a job.
Then why do they take a job like that? No, but it isn't them. Why, it's the rest of them. And them, too.
Who?
Why do you keep asking who? How should I know who? I'm no dog.
Why do they do it like that? Don't they understand how it makes you...
They figure maybe you forget what you're in for, see? So just to remind you, they do that. They call it a deterrent. You know what that means?
A deterrent?
Yeah. You ought to see what my back looks like. Then maybe you can tell me what it means.
Then all that time...
You want to know what I was thinking all that time? I was thinking about the stroke that was coming to me the day they'd let me out. I was thinking I'd never stand it. I'd do something, something. By God, you can't whip a man like he was a dog.
Oh, Tony.
You're sorry for me. Don't be sorry for me. I don't want that.
No. Yes, I am. But I mean it, Tony.
You do? I used to dream about you, Tess. There's something. Dreaming. Dream. You can't help yourself. When you wake up, it hurts right here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I used to try to dream. Did you ever try to dream about... What did you dream about? Something they never come. Look, remember when you gave me this?
Picture of me. Gosh, I don't remember when this was taken.
You were nice then. Still are. If only... Well, you've had your lesson. Now you know. Steve's no friend for you. I'll say that even if he is my brother. I don't care.
Well, how are you, stranger?
The same old Steve. How are you anyway?
Boy, I knew you'd blow in. Say, it's good to see you. Eat with us, huh?
Sure. What's for supper, Tess?
You'll find out when it's on the table. Look, I'm going out to get some butter. You boys amuse yourself.
Well, well.
Well is right.
What's the matter, boy? Don't let it eat you.
That's all in the past now.
Yeah, that's more like it. Say, I got plenty to tell you. You come up to Baldy's place.
Hi, what's up?
It'll keep. Any dough?
Well...
Yeah, here. Take it. Don't give me that blank look. What's mine is yours, you know that. What do you think of the kid sister, huh? Ain't she a little monkey?
She sure grew up.
Sure. She's out of our class. Talk about pride. Oh, my. There's a kid comes around to take her to the movies. A big, grinning sort of a kid. Got a steady job in some auto factory. He's got hands like feet. And there's always machine grease under his fingernails. And she thinks he's the right kid. Can you imagine? I ask her, what's the percentage? You make $30 a week at the most. Now, is that any kind of a future to look forward to?
She going steady with this?
Nah. He ain't the only pebble on the beach, no.
Well, maybe things will be different from now on.
Huh? Oh. You, huh? No, Tony. Get it out of your head. A wild man like you? No, sir.
Well, that's for her to say.
Yeah, I suppose it is, but I got something to say, huh? Now I know you too well, wild man.
Well, maybe I've changed.
I doubt that. Nah, Tony. Get that out of your mind. Look, I got nothing against you, see? I regard you as practically my best friend. You can have anything I got. Just ask for it. I'll give you my last shirt, but Tess... that's something else.
What if she likes me?
Well, you're a good-looking guy. What with that, and the kid's got a heart as big as a pool table, she's liable to think she can reform you. And everything be lovey-dovey. Nuts. That yap with the dirty hands may not be refined and so forth, but he's a safer bet than you are, by a long shot.
Well, you haven't got the whole say in the matter.
Look. I ask his favor to me, huh? Forget it, will you?
Guy likes a girl, what's he gonna do? Look, I'll admit I'm as wild as they come. But I might not open the way I am. There's an angle you didn't figure on.
Say, what are you? One of these reform guys?
Well,
you're not. You like to put on a clean shirt in the morning, don't you? Like to get a manicure, have your shoes shined? You like to drive a car?
You know all about it, don't you?
Sure, can it. Here's Tess now. What'd she do? Forget a key? Just a minute.
Well, evening, Steve.
Hello, Bill. Come on in. Yeah. Tess just went to the store. Take your things off, Bill. Why don't you meet a friend of mine, Tony Pollard? Tony? This is Bill Marcus.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you. Hey, ouch.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I guess I don't know my own strength. You know, I handle wrenches all day, and, well, I guess everything I touch, I grab a hold of is a wrench.
I'm surprised your wrench don't say ouch.
Hey, what's that? Oh, a box of candy, I'll bet. Put up on a... Oh, there's another box of candy. Eat us or something, huh?
Yeah. You know, I figured me and Tess might take in a movie. You all had supper?
Not yet. Not even us?
I've already had. I'll sit down, though, and listen to Rick. about me?
Maybe Tess won't want to go to a movie tonight.
Well, if you ask me, boxes of candy, movies. How do you expect to save money that way, Bill?
Oh, no, it don't hurt once in a while. Maybe someday the money will come in handier for other things.
What other things?
Oh, no, I don't know. You know, you settle down after a while, and instead of buying candy and movies, well, you begin to think about bedroom sets and stockings. You know how it is.
Sometimes you get away ahead of yourself.
Yeah, you got something there.
I'll bet I got something there.
The way I figure, let them buy their own stockings.
Well, Tess figures she'd work even if she did get married.
No wife of mine would work.
Well, they got a right, I suppose, if they want to.
And if they don't have to, they don't want to.
No, but Tess likes it. Some girls likes to work.
Leaving Tess out of it, I don't think they ought to work. Man ought to have more pride than to let his wife work.
Well, now listen, I got as much pride as anybody. Tess feels like...
I wasn't speaking about Tess.
Who wasn't speaking about me? Oh, hello, Billy.
Oh, hello, Tess.
The weather's starting to nip, isn't it?
Yeah, gee, but it sure makes you look pretty. Gosh, like a great big botch of rouge. You can't buy that stuff, though, huh?
You can buy anything.
Oh, though you can't buy that, boy. Will you go to a movie with me after supper, Tess?
Why,
Go ahead, Tess. You kids go right ahead. Me and Tony have got a lot of things to talk about. You know, we haven't seen each other in 3 years. Can you imagine that?
Oh, you've been out of town?
Yeah. Yeah, he's been up in Canada.
Canada? Say, boy, it's a marvelous country up through there, ain't it?
Yeah.
Gosh, I sure envy it. Maybe someday...
I'm going into the kitchen. I got men to feed. You boys play nice now.
Yeah. I'll see what's on the radio.
Going up. Up car, please. Going up. Watch the door, please. Third floor, lingerie, stockings, misses and children's dresses. Third floor.
Is this junior dresses?
Yes, sir, third floor. Let them out, please.
Can I help you, sir?
Maybe you can.
We have a special on hose today. These sheer are three for $1.89.
Not good enough. I want the best.
What size, please?
Well, you got me there. Oh, look. You see that little girl right over there?
That rather stout girl with a purple hat.
She's not wearing a hat. She works here. See that pretty little girl? Looks like a Chinese doll. About what size would she wear?
She wears an 8.5. I know, because...
Never mind. Give me 8.5.
This is the latest shade, sir. Sandy Beach. Or maybe this.
Give me that. I'll take a dozen pair and put them in a nice box, will you?
Certainly. There you are, and your change, sir.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Tony, I couldn't imagine what was tickling my neck.
You want to know a secret? You got a run in your stocking.
Have I? Oh, I could curse. I only wore them twice. Why, what in the world?
It's stockings. When I saw you, I thought to myself...
Oh, you shouldn't have. You keep doing things like this all the time.
All the time? Hey, give me a chance, kid. Takes more than a month to get back on my feet again.
Well, there's the section manager. We can't talk here, Tony. Look, wait out by the stairs. I'll be there in a second.
What, you're like a hawk around here. Why'd you quit, Tess?
What would I do for money?
Leave that to me.
I want to ask you something, Tony.
What?
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Whatever it is. No, don't pretend you don't know. Where are you getting this money from? Money for stockings, for expensive flowers. I'm not used to it. I don't like it.
You'll get used to it, baby. I had a lucky streak, that's all.
You ever figure on an unlucky streak?
What's the use of going around with a down on the mouth look? While I got it, I'm happy.
I wouldn't care for that kind of life.
I'll make you any kind of a life you like. You just wait and see. Say, how would you like Havana?
Tony, don't do it. Don't. I know from the way Steve's acting. Something's up.
It's just your imagination.
It isn't. It isn't, Tony. When you kissed me, was that serious? I mean, you know, did you mean it really?
Nothing else means anything to me, Tess.
Well, and if we both mean it, then...
You love me, don't you?
This is such a funny place to say it.
No, what's the difference? I just want to hear you say it.
I can't say it. I can't, not until I know. I had an idea you'd change. I don't know. You're like a little boy sometimes. A little boy that's been hurt. I want to fix it so it won't hurt anymore. Is that what love is? I don't know. Now you're in on something with Steve. He's poison.
Look, honey, there's just this deal. After that...
I'm no child, Tony. Not anymore. I wasn't born yesterday.
All right. I'll give it to you straight, honey. Look, this is what I am now. There's just that wild streak in me. But after this, you'll see. Next time you see me, I'll be different. You won't hardly know me.
Presto. Just like that.
Presto, change him.
Like magic.
Well, why not?
You're a fool, Tony. People don't change like that. You know what you have to do to change people? You have to change the way they live first, not overnight.
Did you ever hear of willpower?
Willpower is something you practice, not something you decide to have all of a sudden. Well, I've got to get back to my department. Oh, Tony, you got to promise me. You've got to start changing right now, not tomorrow. No more Steve, no more Steve's friends. Now.
I can't run out like that. You don't understand.
Well, if something happens...
Oh, my God, stop it, will you?
I better go back.
Please. Tess, can I meet you tonight?
Will you take me away tonight?
Tomorrow.
Tonight?
I can't.
Then it's never.
Oh, Tess.
Decide, Tony.
You fix me up a choice, don't you?
No, not I. Life does that all by itself.
I can't back out on these people.
All right. Goodbye, Tony. Good luck.
Yeah, she can't. She's crazy about me. Woman's rich.
Lauren.
How'd you get in?
Tess, I thought it was... Steve gave me the key.
Who'd you think it was? How long have you been here?
I don't know. Since this morning. I don't know.
Why have you got your hand in your pocket?
Have I? Oh, I don't know. What are coat pockets for?
What are you carrying? Let me see.
Get away!
Tony, you pushed me away.
Keep your patties out of people's pockets. There'll be time enough here to learn that. Right now, I don't like it.
I never saw you acting like this, Tony. You're nervous.
I'm not nervous. Why should I be nervous?
You've been here alone all this time?
Yeah, I had a headache. Tried to sleep it off in Steve's room. That's why he gave me the key.
You didn't do much sleeping.
No?
His clothes aren't much. You've been smoking plenty. I emptied both of those trays before I left this morning. You don't cure a headache, Tony Pollard, by smoking.
You try anything. I don't know. I've been groggy all day. I'm sick, Tess.
Sick, are you? I'm the one that's sick, not you.
What's the matter, Tess? Why are you sore at me? Oh, please don't be sore at me now.
Let go of me.
Oh, Tess.
I said let me go. Let me take my things off.
Go ahead.
How do you feel?
Tess just came home.
Well...
She's sore. She's sore as a boil.
What for?
She wants to know how I happen to be here.
Oh, is that all?
Well, it's the way she said it.
Yeah, she gets that way every once in a while. Don't let her get you down.
Yeah. That kid wasn't born yesterday, Steve.
No, she wasn't. What do you mean?
You can't fool her much. She's pretty sore.
She don't know. What's the difference? Did you tell her anything?
What do you take me for?
All right. Want some whiskey?
No. Oh, I don't want any.
You better have some.
I don't want any.
Come on, drink it down, you
fool. Will you kindly not bother me?
What's the matter with you? Come on, brace up. What are you, some kind of punk?
Look, Steve, the sound of your voice grates on my nerves. Just shut up. Understand?
Well, I didn't think I'd have to wet nurse you of all people. Wild man.
Where's the paper?
The paper?
The paper, the paper, the newspaper! I got it, didn't you bring home a paper?
Well, listen to him. What do you want a newspaper for?
What's the... Did you see anything about...
The less said, the better.
You should have brought me a paper. Here I am, locked up all day like in a jail. I can't even have a newspaper. You'd think I was in jail.
Start getting used to it.
You picked the wrong time to get funny, mister.
Look, you leave everything to me, will you, please? If I think you're better off without a paper, that's what goes.
I want to know what happened.
You've a stare, Charlene.
Tell a guy, will you? Buy one?
Here. Stay here. Get me? It ain't because of your pleasant personality, either. I'm looking out for number one. Get it? Now, calm yourself. Just what do you want to know?
That guy that I...
I understand his name was Swain.
Was? Was, did you say?
Yeah. He was married. There was a picture of his wife and a kid. A little girl.
Married. Little girl. Listen, Steve, maybe he'll pull through.
No. The bottle's over there.
Can't stay here. I'll go nuts.
Can't imagine if I brought home the paper. I thought you were a wild man. A wild canary. Those whacks on the back must have made a man out of you, and what a man.
Who told you?
Tess. Yeah, we were talking last night. She said you...
What'd she say?
Bushwell.
What'd she say, Steve? Tell me.
Well, she wished they'd given me a dose of the same. She wished they'd lashed me till the blood spurted out of my hide. That's what my dear little sister wished me. And then...
What?
Yeah, what's the difference?
About me?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. A lot of slops. I told her she'd better forget about you.
Gone too far for
oh,
that.
Don't start that stuff now. I'm giving you a fair warning.
I'm crazy about her. She's crazy about
me.
You
hear what I said?
Maybe you've taken your head to work against me.
I know you. That's why.
All right. I've been a louse. But from now on, everything's going to be different. I'm going to get a job.
What do?
Anything. What do I care?
You? Satisfied to work for 20 bucks a week? For about 30 years? What can you do? What do you know?
I can work. I got two hands, haven't I? My God, Steve, if I could come home every night, have her there waiting for me, smiling.
I tell you, it's no use.
Nah, you're just dead set against me.
Yes, I'm dead set against you, all right. There's more to it than that. It got baldy.
It got baldy?
Yeah.
How?
Just the brakes. Now the thing is, can Baldy keep his head shut? Or would he just keep quiet long enough for us to get a head start?
I don't understand.
Be an awful temptation, Tony. I wouldn't hardly put it past myself in a case like that.
But he didn't.
Yeah, it's the same dose for all, no matter who did it. Unless he plays ball with the cops. And if he does, it's curtains. Would you put Tess in a position like that?
I don't believe you, Steve. I think you're a liar.
Do you?
You're a rotten, filthy liar.
You know what I'd do if I... was really lying and you called me a liar?
You're a liar!
I'd kill you, Tony, for a fact. Hey, where do you think you're going? What about fixing up some supper? Sort of a farewell supper, huh?
Fix it yourself.
Well,
how do you like that?
Tess, you've been crying, honey. I heard you.
Tell me something I don't know.
Okay, you'd better powder your nose. It looks like a carrot.
Is my head on straight?
Isn't she snippy tonight? Well, why don't you go if you're going?
Because I'm waiting for Billy, if it's any of your business.
Oh, the movies again, huh? That's twice in one week.
Have a heart, why don't you? The guy's trying to save his money.
Smart, aren't you? For both of you. I read tonight's paper.
Did you now? What's that got to do with it?
What do you think I've got under this page boy, Bob? The yolk of an egg? You've had this Baldy up to the house. Mighty strange his picture happens to be in the paper, isn't it? Well, you two little boys are acting up here like a couple of cats in a room full of firecrackers sputtering around.
Well, you might be too smart for your health, honey. Well, shut up. If you're going, go.
You're rotten.
Oh, now,
Tess. Don't, baby, or I'll slap in the face.
And you, Tony. I'm just wondering if you wouldn't happen to be hiding here by any chance.
What would I be hiding for?
Oh, I wish I'd never met you. Why, in all God's world did I ever have to meet you? I almost forgot you, and you had to come back to ruin my life.
Tess, listen to me. What's over is over. You know what I told you in the store yesterday? Remember?
Remember what I told you?
What?
I told you goodbye. Did you think I was kidding?
Who's that?
I'll see.
Wait, Tess. I'm through with this, so help me.
Too late. Too late.
Oh, don't say that.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me with your hands.
Tess.
Oh, Tony.
Honey, darling. I'll take you far away.
Where? Where? Round and round and round. Like wild animals. Out in the field.
You people deaf. Come on, break that clinch and see who's there.
All right. I'll go.
Why are the lights out?
We were in the dinette building.
They were standing here with their arms around each other, that's why. You don't need a light for that.
Don't listen to him. I'm ready, Billy.
What's he talking about? Say, you've been crying, Tess. What's wrong?
I'll tell you all about it, Billy, while we're walking.
And if you don't, I will.
Hey, what is this?
I'm telling you. She's nuts about this wild man here. You'll be holding a bag.
He's so full of spite, he's green in the face. Come on, Billy.
Is it true, Tess?
It's true. It's true. Does it matter?
No. No, it don't matter, Tess. If you'll marry me, you don't ever have to explain to me.
Well, that's a break for your Tess. Don't pass it up. I'd cut your throat if it was me.
Listen, Billy boy, don't you think you better run along home?
You want me to go, Tess?
Listen. Listen, who's in front of the house?
Douse that alcove light.
See who it is. Look out the window.
Well, they're in uniform.
The back door.
Somebody there. They got the place blocked off.
Hey, what's the matter with you people anyway? What's all the excitement about?
You better hide your head under a blanket, bub.
Hey, what's that? Tess, he's got a...
Put that away, Tony. Give it to me. Give it to me, I say.
I'll either get out of here with a whole skin or not at all.
Okay, thank Baldy for this. I couldn't have dreamed he'd be up so fast.
That louse. Wait till I...
Yeah, blame it on somebody else.
Tess. It's goodbye, Tess.
Oh, no, Tony.
Sell her. Maybe we can make it.
Bill, come here a minute.
Huh? Who, me?
Bill, how much are you making?
Oh, gee, that's a funny question to ask. Say, what did you guys do anyway?
Answer my question.
Well, I'm getting 30. I'll probably get a 250 raise.
Well, the two of you can manage all right. I promised her more than I could give her. Take good care of her, will you?
Hey, well, I got him.
Tony.
You have been listening to the Columbia Workshops production of Wild Man, an original play for radio by David Redstone. Members of the cast included Walter Burke as Tony, Mitzi Gould as Tess, Frank Reddick as Steve, Charles Hartley as Bill, and also Sidney Newman and Anne Hallahan. The music was composed and conducted by Bernard Herrmann, and the entire production was under the direction of Bruce DeMorgan. Next Monday night at this same time, the Columbia Workshop will present The Law Beaters by Richard Connell, adapted for radio by Stanley Young. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.